Welcome to NCCI's State of the Line podcast. I'm your host, Christine Pike. Each year, NCCI conducts a survey of over 100 carrier executives, and this helps guide NCCI's data-driven research, thought leadership, and many other NCCI priorities. In this episode, Damian England, NCCI's Executive Director of Affiliate Services, is here to share what's top of mind for the industry and what NCCI is doing about it. Damian, welcome to the podcast.
Glad to be here. I'm excited.
This is kind of unusual for you, right? You're usually on the other side of the interviewing seat, right? You're usually the interviewer on your virtual carrier education series.
Yes, I like this side.
Are you ready for the hot seat?
I'm ready. I hope I can take it.
I think you'll do just fine. So let's get started with you and your role. Tell us a little bit more about what it means to be NCCI's Executive Director of Affiliate Services.
I lead a team of 11 professionals that consist of these service executives and account managers that really work with all of our carriers, our affiliated carriers, which is roughly 280-ish different, you know, carrier groups. And they're the goal is really to be an active listener, provide quality services, to make sure that the carriers and affiliates know what NCCI is doing and that we're providing those, the information, data, solutions for them to make a decision.
So I've heard a number thrown around, something like 1,300 visits or engagements. Is that true?
That is true. We do call them engagements. It's funny because pre-COVID, we used to say visits, but that's changed. So now it's about 1,300 engagements a year, consisting of actual in-person meetings, virtual meetings, things like committee meetings and engagements, and our executive team engagements that we have with the carriers every year.
Great. So let's get into the survey now, because I know it's an important survey. It's over 100 carrier executives were surveyed. Let's talk about that. First of all, how do we conduct the survey?
So we've been doing it about 24 years, the survey, and we conduct it. We send out a notification letting the care executives know what we're going to be asking them. And then we schedule a meeting, our discussion. So it's actually, a one-on-one or one-on-several open dialogue session. So we're not just getting scores, we're actually getting feedback.
And what did the survey say? We're talking about top industry concerns here. So let's talk about maybe the top four. Give some examples. I know that that's something that's will be very interesting to our listeners.
So Christine, really we've heard four top concerns. And those concerns are the financial health of the system, medical inflation and medical cost, and really the economic uncertainty, or is there uncertainty? And then things related to the changing workforce and workplace.
Why do we think that these are similar concerns each year? Why do they keep coming up? Why is it the same thing?
Yeah, well, pretty simple. The financial health is results and profitability. I mean, as an insurance company, you're forward-looking. You're looking at things like your combined ratio, what's going on in the industry with the frequency and the lost dollars. And all that adds up to the premium that's being charged and where the loss cost and how that relates to what's going on with payroll. All those things like that are related to that financial health of the system.
And we do say, NCCI says that the system is healthy and strong and combined ratio of below 90. Is that right? Almost 10 years. Do I have that right?
Almost 10 years below 90. So if you want to learn more about the financial health of the system, I would suggest you take a listen to a recent podcast that Nadej did, and it was on the 2023 results and in review and 2024 insight, kind of a look into the 2024 results.
And I appreciate your teeing that up. So we are forward-looking, right? We just talked about the 2023 results, and now we are looking first half of 2024.
Yes, and I'm glad you brought that up. The forward-looking is really important, because as we've done these surveys in the past, sometimes we get comments about whether you're looking at old data, age data, and we want to know kind of what's happening today and what's going to happen in the future. So that's really where we've taken this information to look at, as far as how do we get more, if I could say, current on that. And we have new data sets that we have available to us now, looking at our medical data transaction calls and our indemnity data transaction calls, which give us a lot of these claim costs, you know, the medical costs that are going on and indemnity costs. And we're able to kind of, are there any insights in those that are helping us look at the current environment?
Sure. And maybe we can veer off to that for a second. How current is that data? How current are these, you know, medical and indemnity call? When you say current, what does that mean?
Good question. So when I say current, it's transactions up within almost just a quarter ago reported to us. So as in regular data, sometimes we look at, you know, you have to look at like data that's a little bit aged, and I hate to say the term age, but unit data, you know, has to develop over a period of time. This data actually gives us like the bills that are coming in on the medical, they're up to that last quarter current. So we can kind of see what's being paid on the indemnity side as well.
You've said a lot about the financial health of the system. Let's get into medical inflation, because I know that was also a top concern, and I believe mentioned even more this year than it has been in previous years.
Yes, that is a good question. So medical inflation, we kind of look to evaluate it in two key areas that differentiates it a little bit from the general population of medical. One being fee schedules. Those are a major factor that help keep workers' compensation cost in control, or, you know, I hate to say predictable, but more on a schedule. And the second is that medical cost in workers' compensation are very different than the broader economy. And that's where, you know, if you want to take a listen to a recent podcast, and that was the one that John Sinclair and Stephen Cooper did.
So what are we doing with these results, right? So we have the financial health of the system you mentioned, medical inflation, changing workforce, the economy. We've heard this for a couple years. What is NCCI doing differently to address these concerns for stakeholders?
That's a great question. So as we get all this data, again, that the industry gives us, we need to do something with it, right? And turn it back into value for our stakeholders. So we're looking at this medical data and this indemnity data. And one of the things we've done, one example, is a workers' compensation weighted medical price index. So what we're trying to do is start to carve out what's different between workers' compensation cost on this medical versus the general public, general health insurance, because there are different. There's different type of injuries and there's different treatment patterns. So we're trying to develop that and we're providing that. We're also doing these labor market insights on an ongoing basis to try to help look at things like that.
It sounds like the resources you just mentioned really address the top four that we just discussed.
They do. I mean, as I mentioned, you know, we're talking the financial health, which is kind of looking at the results on a regular basis. We look at it once at AIS, we talk about it. Another time we're looking at it mid-year, as we talked about our recent 2023 view and 2024 insight. The medical inflation, we're looking at that with a new index, with the focus and a lens on medical work comp cost specifically. The economic uncertainty I mentioned, we haven't talked much about that, but that's the labor market insights as we're on a regular basis, monthly basis, we're looking at what's going on with labor, you know, what's going on with wages, what's going on with employment, all that's related to evaluating the workers' compensation system. And then that fourth one, the changing workforce and workplace, you know, we're continually looking at that as far as our jobs changing, is the complexity of the worker changing, what's happening, you know, are they going up, you know, again, going back to that economic uncertainty and that labor market, what industries may be growing, which ones are not growing, where it's changing with the safety and health and robotics, all those good things that keep everybody awake.
Yes, for sure. And I saw another one pager recently. It was titled, "Will There Be a Turn?" I know that got some interest.
Yes, it has. And it continually has. That's probably one of the more frequent questions that we get asked is where, when, and if will there be a turn? And when they're talking about that, it's a turn in general. It's a turn in that combined ratio, which we recently talked about. Is there going to be a turn in frequency? We have not been seeing that either. Ultimately, they want to see, is there going to be a turn in loss costs and rates too? Because those have been a continual downward motion on those. And we're not really seeing a drastic change in that either, because that's driven by those other factors, you know, that we talked about, such as frequency and combined ratios.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about that. These four things have really resonated with stakeholders. What are some emerging concerns that you are hearing about?
Sure. You mean other than outside of those top four?
Outside of those top four, what are some things that are gaining more attention these days?
So those are the more frequent general ones, right? Those four that we talked about. We do hear other ones, and there is a list of many different things that we hear. But some of the ones that pop up that draw concerns are like what's going on in the regulatory and legislative environment. And in there, it's They're looking at what kind of law changes, you know, are there court cases that could be changing the complexity of the system, you know, things like that. That's where, you know, ultimately a fee schedule changes could occur, things that would shift anything in that regular operating mode. Climate change, you know, that's one that we've been hearing about too. What is the impact on that when you look at climate changes? Is it warming up? Is it getting colder? What kind of injuries are associated with that? Is it going to be an increase in frequency and severity of claims? And then also, again, I know it's we talked about it a little bit, but it's that when I say the workplace, but more geared towards things that are changing, like the robotics and workplace safety and AI. What is the whole role of AI in insurance and the workplace? That's a big unknown at this point, I think. It's a big question.
Yes, and I might do a quick shameless plug. At last AIS, you were the moderator for a Future of Workplace Safety Technology session. Do I have that right?
That is right. Again, that was just a way to kind of touch the surface and explore and increase some awareness about what is going on out there in the workplace and what technologies and new procedures may be happening that ultimately, again, down the road could reduce frequency and severity of injuries. Again, a lot of this, and I'm not, I hate to give a plug either, but as we look at this, the survey, you know, what are the industry concerns? What are the issues that we're hearing from these 100 executive stakeholders? It's really, we're trying to take the information that we have, and our mission, again, is to foster a healthy workers' compensation system. And our vision is to be the source you trust. So if we listen, and we gather that information, we take this data and information and turn it into value for our stakeholders, that's really the objective.
Damien, there is a lot going on here. There are a lot of things to monitor. How do you keep it all straight?
Well, day by day, right? We try to keep track of it all. My team is fabulous, and all the other people at NCCI are always have their ears open. We have a very good cross-divisional team here that represents all areas that we talk about this on a regular basis. What's going on out there? Where should we be focusing?
So now that we've established all of this, what is next for NCCI?
We're going to continue with these top concerns, continue to find ways to turn that data and information into value. We look at not only thought leadership articles that you've seen, doing things like the VCS to communicate this podcast. We're going to continue to prepare for AIS. Don't want you to miss AIS. That's where we try to present a lot of value on to help the industry. And again, we'll do another survey, and that will give us new insights if there's change.
Sounds like it keeps you very busy, Damien, but it also sounds like you love what you do.
I do. It's busy, but very exciting. Every day is different.
Every day is different. Damien, we really appreciate your being here today. This is a lot of great information.
Well, thank you for having me today. I appreciate it.
If you'd like to get in touch with Damien, you can reach out to him at insights@ncci.com. We welcome your questions and your comments, or if you even just want to say hello or even suggest a topic for the next podcast, we answer all questions. Damien, I know you do. I've seen that.
We do. Just don't give out my cell number.
Okay. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
This podcast is the copyrighted material of the National Council on Compensation Insurance, 2024. All rights reserved.